Let's see. Kennels cleaned? Check. Floors mopped? Check. Food and water bowls filled? Check and check. I wish I could get a raise if I keep getting stuck with closing duties. What are you doing on the inspection table? You should be in your kennel, ready to get some. Now, who put a post-it note on your forehead, huh? Let me read that. Drinking from the garden hose out back, huh? Don't look so embarrassed. You're not the first we caught doing that. Strays are always drawn to it for some reason. Anyway, the note instructs me to perform a checkup since we'll be taking you in. Oh, don't give me those puppy eyes. We'll be done before you know it. It seems my boss asked you some questions earlier, correct? Alright. Let's review what your profile has so far, and we can fill in the blanks. You've got a lovely name. I'm Rogue, by the way. I hope you don't mind if I call you Puppy instead. I know how scary all of this might be, and I find pet names very useful at calming those nerves down. Is that okay with you? Thank you, Puppy. Now, date of birth, eye color. I see most of the basics are written down. That's odd. Well, it doesn't say who your past owner was. You never had an owner? Sorry, it's just practically unheard of. A submissive must always be owned by a dominant. That's just how it is. One who has never had an owner before is... extraordinary is putting it lightly. Are you sure you didn't just forget or something? Guess we'll keep the box blank for now. We can move on to the inspection itself. Could you sit up? Good boy. Look at me. Pupils look great. Could you close your eyes? And open. Dilation also looks terrific. Now, pup, I want you to close your eyes and keep them shut. I'll snap my fingers and you just nod whenever you hear each one, alright? Good. Great. Okay. One more. Perfect. Great job. Next, I'll be checking your mouth. You're not allergic to latex, are you? Alright, I'll slip a glove on. Say, ah. Everything looks fine. I'll press down on your tongue, which seems to have considerable strength. That's a good thing, trust me. I'll go deeper to test your gag reflex. Everything seems to be working as it should. You are passing with flying colors. The tests up here are done, but I still need to examine the rest of you. This part is a bit more hands-on. While I have the authority to go ahead, I still like to ask for consent. May I continue with the inspection? There won't be anything that will hurt, I promise. Excellent. Could you get on all fours for me? Your posture could be better, though we can fix that. Arch your back and stick that butt out. Wow. Your new owner will be quite lucky. With an ass like that, you'll definitely be walking on all fours, as all submissive puppies should. Running my hand down your back. I just adore how well you present yourself to me. And this cute butt. So nice. Though I'm much more interested in what's hiding between those cheeks. Go down on your elbows, pup. Such a beautiful asshole. I can't wait to see how it looks when stretched. Should we test that now? I do need to be thorough with my inspection. Was that a whimper? Don't worry, I'll be gentle. There's a bottle of lube here I can use. A little dab on my finger. And just circle your ring. Does that feel good, puppy? Enjoying this makes it easier for both of us. I want you to relax for me, okay? Take a deep breath in. Hold it. As you exhale, I'll gently push your finger in. Breathe out. There we go. Shh, it's okay. It's only a finger. I'll poke around a little and find your prostate. It's usually around here. Was that a moan? Relax, puppy. Focus on the sensation. I'll lightly push against your prostate. Good boy. Are you taking this nicely, Pop? Are you ready for another finger? I'll take that whine as a yes. Let's add one more. You need to breathe in again, okay? Hold it just like last time. And slowly breathe out for me. There we go. Since you've apparently never had an owner, I take it you've never worn a butt plug? I thought so. Most of our pups wear butt plugs with a tail. Just imagine wearing something that fills you so completely, constantly stimulating your prostate all day long. Tell me, does the idea turn you on? What's that? I couldn't quite hear you over those moans. And be sure to add mistress afterwards. We need to practice your manners if you're gonna serve a dom. Go on. Oh, I do love how that sounds. Maybe a bit too much. Let's push on your prostate a bit more. Your whole body went stiff, and your cock is dripping so much pre-cum. Do you want me to touch it? Oh, but I'm having so much fun toying with this cute butt. Why don't you become a butt slut for your mistress instead? Oh, hearing you whine and beg, I can't refuse a puppy being so adorable. Don't worry, I'll keep my fingers going in and out. In and out. While my other hand inspects your testicles. A very nice pouch. You seem awfully swollen and full. Do you masturbate at all? That's not good. Puppies need to be milked daily. To think you've gone this long without relief. poor thing. The good news is these seem to be healthy but very backed up cum makers, which we'll take care of in a minute. I need to examine your cock first. The size is perfect. It feels very warm. I'd say you have a lot of pent-up lust. We should open that valve and let some pressure out. I'll start with some gentle stroking. No wonder you're so easily flustered. Such a needy puppy. I bet your brain would melt if we went further, right? Too bad that you have to settle for my hand on your cock and my fingers in your ass. Planting. Little kisses. On this cute butt of yours. You're aching for release, aren't you? I'll stroke your cock. A little bit faster. And bump against your prostate. A little harder. It's all right. I know this seems scary, being overwhelmed with pleasure that you've never felt so strongly before. But you're doing so good. I want you to hold on, though. We don't want you coming just yet. We need to keep that pleasure rising so that I can milk you more effectively. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, imagine a mountain for me. As your pleasure rises, you climb higher and higher. The clouds fog your vision, blurring all of your senses. You're climbing faster now. All your thoughts are focused on that sensation. What it would feel like to finally reach the top. So, you keep climbing. Up and up and up. Good puppy. Oh, you're so close to the top of the mountain. You take one step and another. You're one step away from the top. On my command, you'll reach the very top and let that feeling take over your whole body. Ready? As I pump your cock, leaking so much pre-cum and thrusting my fingers against your prostate over and over again. I want you to take that final step for me. Come for your mistress. Do it. Give in and come. Moan out for me. Coming on command. Such a good puppy for me. There we go, just like that. Good boy. Yes. Oh, yeah, good boy. Doesn't that feel so nice? Good job. Good boy. That's enough for now. Let's slow down. Shh. I've got you, puppy. I've got you. You're safe with me. Stay on your elbows and try to steady your breathing with me. Much better. I know you're still sensitive, so get ready. I'll slowly ease my fingers out. Let's take this glove off. There's some tissues here. Let's get you cleaned up. Well, puppy, that was a lot of cum. Let's examine your testicles again. The swelling definitely went down. I think a few more milkings will bring you back to a normal level. Don't worry, I won't milk you now. You need some rest first. Are you able to get off the table? Take it slow. Just lean on me. Your legs are shaking. Oh, sweetheart. You can sit down on the floor next to my feet. Good boy. I can just pat your head. You're at the perfect height for that, aren't you? Cuddling against my thigh. Do you like head pats that much? I bet you do. Such a good puppy. Yes, you are. I've never felt such a strong connection with any puppy before. I'm not exactly sure what to do right now. Well, despite handling pups all day and seeing them get adopted, I returned to an empty home. It sucks, you know? I'll text my boss to let them know that I'm bringing you with me. Since the kennels are locked up for the night, we don't want to wake the other puppies up. Plus, your paperwork isn't complete. That sounds reasonable, right? Ugh, why am I questioning this? All that overtime and no raise. I deserve a reward. What do you think? Do you wish to be mine, puppy? Then it's decided. You're my reward. Let's just grab a collar and go. What's your favorite color? Ooh, good choice. This is your new collar. Only I get to take it off. Understand? Perfect. And finally, your leash. You ready to head out, Pop? Let's go. Walk on all fours and stay close to your mistress. Good boy.